Chapter 6. The Calm Before the Storm. With the haunting call of trumpets, three chambers of celestial vindicators marched up through the revealed city of the Duodin and into the tunnel of the Silverway. They came up the road five abreast, the tramp of their feet and rattle of their armor echoing from the mountainsides and their songs soaring to the peaks. The remainder of the Bladestorms came first, joining with Eldrock's cohort, and stood aside to let their brothers by. Warrior after warrior marched on, their Celestants, Castellants, Vexillors, and Relictors leading. Dracoths huffed and growled, reluctant to leave Chamon. There were ranks of bow-carrying Judicators, hammer-wielding Retributors, winged Prosecutors, and grim Liberators, their war-gear gleaming and standards waving. Thostos saluted his brother commanders as they went past. Such was their presence that it seemed their passage would never end, a turquoise stream of thwarted avengers doomed to pass through the gate over and over. But it did end. As the day darkened into night and the alchemist's moon made itself known in the sky, the last of the departing warriors went into the tunnel. The sound of their march persisted long after the final few ranks had vanished into the dark, until the sound stopped suddenly.
"They have passed onto the Silver Road, and out of Chamon," said Eldrock.
"A sight to move the heart. The warriors of Sigmar marching openly in Chamon," said Thostos. He took in his warrior chamber, standing in ranks, cloaks stirring in the warm wind. The entirety of the Bladestorms now guarded the Silverway. Most were arrayed before the entrance, all but 50, who kept watch on the entrance to the canyon approach.
"And yet Sigmar has us waiting here, in this wasteland," said Eldrock.
Redbeak woke from his slumber, and with head cocked, he fixed a keen eye upon a spot in the sky over the desolate city. A star winked there in the evening and came nearer. A moment later, a winged figure became apparent, a prosecutor messenger. He flew in and alighted before the gate.
"Any news?" asked Thostos. "A little, Lord Celestin. We have found scattered signs of mortal settlement and the refuse of beast herds. There is a great fortress to the south in the ruins of the city Elixir. Otherwise, this land is empty of inhabitants."
"Well, that is valuable news," said Thostos. "Tomorrow we shall send more scouts to look upon it. If it is a great redoubt of the enemy, there we will find our first chance of vengeance." The prosecutor bowed his head.
"What of the area hereabouts?" asked Eldrock.
"Nothing, my lord. Dead as it was before. Nothing comes or goes."
"And the Duodin?"
"The knights Azeroth seek them still, and have gone into the higher peaks. The Fireblade's chamber have crossed the Silver River and make for the cliffs of the Volton Range. They have seen no further sign of habitation there, old or new. Lord Celestant Cumulos of the Harbingers of Vengeance bid me inform you that his men have uncovered workings of the Duodin near to the river. There are manufactories, but they are ruinous and devoid of life, and have been so for a long time. He and that portion of his brotherhood not with Barahan proceed westwards, towards the great silver skyworm, in the hope of some more recent sign of them."
"Then here was where they dwelt. This was their capital. It is as we feared," said Eldrock.
"These mountains are riddled with their workings. This is no outlying region, but the centre of their country," said Thostos. "It appears so, my lord. Further out, the cities are those of men, not Grungni's folk," said the herald.
"Very well.
Return to your patrolling, prosecutor. Bring any news, any at all, as soon as you have it."
"Yes, Lord Celestant."
The prosecutor leapt skywards, his wings bearing him up in a blaze of light. Eldrock envied him his freedom.
"He flies, we wait," said Thostos, echoing Eldrock's thoughts.
"I am bound to the path of Defender, my lord. Sigmar remade me to keep his fortresses and guard places such as this. I do his bidding gladly."
"And yet you still envy our prosecutor, brother," said Thostos.
Eldrock did not reply, but could not help looking south towards the location of the fortress. There was no sign of the enemy yet, and the night was deepening.